My father was born to a Christian Armenian family in Iran. He left Iran to immigrate to the United States to pursue a better future for himself, his sisters, and his mother. The political climate in Iran was calm before he left, but shortly afterwards it escalated into a political turmoil that quickly led to the Iranian Revolution of 1979. A pro-Western dictatorship was replaced by an anti-Western authoritarian theocracy. My father was 19 at the time. He became an American citizen at the age of 26. My mother was born and raised in Los Angeles, and she is of Armenian, Mexican, and Irish ancestry. Due to xenophobia and the border policies under our current administration, I felt that the national identity of my father and the Mexican heritage of my mother are under attack. My father has been and continues to be very selective about who knows his country of birth. As a child, I didn't understand why he insisted upon the privacy of his nationality. As I got older, I learned of the tensions shared between Iran and the United States stemming from the Iran hostage crisis. It was in high school that I discovered the existence of xenophobia in the United States. I was disappointed and confused upon realizing this, especially because we are a nation that celebrates our ethnically and culturally diverse country. This was accomplished by the assimilation of immigrants, most of whom who were looking for a better life, filled with greater social, political, economic, and religious opportunities. My father kept his country of birth to himself, not informing anyone of where he was from unless absolutely necessary. He worried about what people will think after sharing his country of origin. He felt as though immigrants from the Middle East were not respected in the same way as others. As I begin my collegiate studies, I worry that xenophobic behavior will worsen as a result of the border policies under our current administration. Iran is one of the 7 countries listed on the travel ban, even though no American fatalities have been caused by any of the 7 countries in 30 years. Our commander-in-chief has demeaned immigrants from Mexico, accusing them of drug trafficking, crime, and rape. He utilizes this false and hateful rhetoric to justify the construction of a wall on the border of the United States and Mexico. My maternal grandmother is a proud Mexican-American. I am disturbed by how the ethnic identity of my mother and the national identity of my father are being targeted by the current administration. I'm concerned that the xenophobic rhetoric of the current administration is finding a strong following and the president's demagoguery is taking root. I can finally understand my father's hesitance to reveal his country of birth with ease. My father has always surrounded himself with people who are open-minded. However, he is very disturbed about the discord between the Iranian and American governments. He sees racists and extremists on both sides making progress, while the moderates are being sidelined. Having met many people from both countries, he knows the anti-Western rhetoric of the Iranian government towards the U.S. does not represent the majority of people in Iran. Having resided in both countries, he is irritated to see them constantly bash one another. I owe my existence to immigration, and no individual should refrain themselves from sharing their country of birth. To what extent is the United States a melting pot if we become a nation that doesn't celebrate immigration from all places? It is not fair to worry what people will think if you are from a country located in the Middle East. From a daughter's perspective, it is unnecessary and infuriating. We are born completely unconscious of our ethnic and national identities. My father's experience has taught me to embrace immigrants from all across the globe and appreciate the contributions they have given to the United States. I will confidently and peacefully disagree with those who don't believe the same. I believe that this nation was built by immigrants, and I'm proud of being the daughter of two people who defy all the criticisms that are currently being unleashed on immigrants.